Shalom to all. Today's Avos Yerushalayim Be'ekan Daf Yud Aleph. We're starting Yud Aleph Be'ez on the bottom with Halacha Hey. And today's Avos sponsor Lili Nishmas Mars from Sarabas Yaakov Moshe Hernish Almost Should Have an Aliyah. So the Mishnah says Mechavad Has Ktzios Be'Kash. A person on Chol Moed is allowed to cover Ktzios, which are figs that are drying out in the field. He could cover them with Kash with straw because he's afraid they're going to get ruined by the rain. Rabbi Yehuda Amar, he says Af Ma'avin. He's even allowed to thicken the layer of straw that's on it, meaning there's already straw covering it. He's allowed to add on another layer, making it thicker. Another day, Meicher Peres Ktzios Ve'Kelim Merchan Metzinal Tzar Chamoed. Those who sell produce, clothing, and utensils, they're allowed to sell them quietly in private for the needs of the Mayid. That's because they sell them publicly. People are going to think that those who are buying them are doing so not Letzarech HaMayid. They really should sell quietly, but again, they're still allowed to be sold because they're Letzarech HaMayid. Now, Atzayadin v'Hadashoshes v'Agroisos, the trappers, the grain crushers, and the bean grinders, Eisen Betzino Letzarech HaMayid, they're allowed to do quietly, privately Letzarech HaMayid for the Yom Tif. That's because we don't want people to think that they're doing this for after Yom Tif. Whereas Rabbi Yossi Yomer, he says, Hei Nechmir Al Atzman, they were machmer on themselves not to do this at all on Chol Hamoed. Says the Gemara, Kina Masisa Me'avin, the proper way of understanding the Mishnah in Shizu Rabbi Yehuda is not Af Ma'avin. It wants even allowed to cover his figs with a very thick layer of straw. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda is more Mekel than Tanakama. Then not only is he allowed to cover his figs with a thin layer of straw, but he's even allowed to cover them with a thick layer. That's not what it's saying. Rather, Rabbi Yehuda is being Machmir, because we know that Rabbi Yehuda is Machmir in the previous Mishnah as well. And therefore, he's saying that if they're already covered with a thin layer of straw, he could add a little bit more to make it a little bit thicker. And that's because Rabbi Yehuda says, Yavidavar Muat Val Yavidavar Maruba, we already had this previously a couple of times. Rabbi Yehuda holds that we're not Chayshish for a small loss, only for a large loss, and therefore he's only allowed to add on a little layer. Rabbi Yossi holds, Al Yevedavar Kol Iker, wouldn't want a person to lose anything, wouldn't want even to suffer a small loss, so he's allowed to cover with a thin layer. But now Yudaf Amraf on top, Kahana Amar, he says, Is Milan B'Mayid, there's certain things on Chol Hamoed, the Kashin Min Ahilos Min Agayim, they're harder, which means either more Chomer or they're harder to understand than Alas and Agayim. What does that mean? Taman Amar Rabbi Yirmi B'Shem Rav, over there in Hilchas Shabbos, Rav Yirmi says the name of Rav, Parson Machzolos Agabi Sheep of B'Shabbos, the one's allowed to take a mat or a sheet and use it to cover a row of bricks on Shabbos to prevent the rain from ruining it, even though we know that a kli is really only allowed to be carried on Shabbos if it's going to be used for something that's able to be moved. Whereas these bricks are mukta and they can't be moved, but still we're able to take this sheet or this mat and cover the bricks so they don't get ruined by the rain. But B'Kayir Amar Hachin, over here he's saying this. Over here Rabbi Yehuda's machmir, as mashma this person has his figs out in the field completely open, the Rabbi Yehuda's not going to allow him to cover them from the beginning, only if there's already a small layer on top, so then he's allowed to add onto it, thickening it. How does it make any sense? So Rabban the Kesar and answer B'Shem Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha, that L'toilish Men HaKark B'neihen, really the difference between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda is regarding uprooting or cutting straw from the ground. Rabban Amri, which is really Rabbi Yossi, they say Katzur Ma'ave, the one's allowed to even cut the straw from the ground in order to cover his figs that are drying. Yehuda Amri Rabbi says Lo Yiktzar El Ya'ave, he's only allowed to cut if he's going to be thickening the layer. But if he doesn't have anything covering his figs, he's not allowed to cut stuff from the ground in order to cover them. However, if he has cut straw or whatever it is that he wants to use to cover his figs, then of course Rabbi Yehuda would agree that he's allowed to completely cover them from the beginning, even though they weren't covered at all. That's in order to protect them from the rain. We continue with something similar to the end of the Mishnah. Kibla Lehen, Cherme Tveria, V'deshoyshe Akai, V'groyse Tzipirin, the fishermen of Tveria, the grain crushers of Akai, and the bean grinders of Tzipirin, they accept it upon themselves, Shalei Las Melacha B'Chol Shamayid, they're not going to do any Melacha Chol Hamoed, even though Me'ikar HaDin, they are allowed to do work on Chol Hamoed, as we said in the Mishnah, as long as it's for the Moed, they take upon themselves not to do anything. Says the Gemara, Nicha Groyse Tzipirin, V'deshoyshe Akai, we understand that the bean grinders of Tzipirin and the grain crushers of Akai, they decide not to do any work on Moed because they really could have done it beforehand, therefore they didn't want to do anything on Chol Hamoed, lest people think that they're really doing it for afterwards. But Chemer Tveria, what about the fishermen of Tveria? Aren't they causing a lessening of Simchas Yom Tif? Now people aren't going to have fish, and you can't say, oh well, they should have fished before Yom Tif. They didn't have refrigerators. They had to refish every single day so everyone could have fresh fish. So that's causing a lessening in Simchas Regel. So the answer is that no, Tzaru B'chaka, Tzaru B'mechmayres, meaning they would only fish with a pole instead of fishing with nets. In other words, they would just fish a little bit, not a lot. And so it's not like they stopped completely. However, we still ask, I feel okay, and even so, is not causing a lessening of Simchas Yom Tif. There's fewer fish on the market, so it's not necessarily going to be enough for everyone. And actually, Rav Ami Mekel Loin Shehin Matim Simchas Regel, Rav Ami would degrade, would debase those who would lessen the Simcha of the Yom Tif. Hajjalach Perk Misha Havach, Mazar, finishing the second Perk of Mesechus Ma'at Katan, Jizruzach finished this Perk together, Ujuzach finished the entire Mesechus together, and of course, all of the Shas Yerushalmi together. And moving right into the third and final Perk of the Mesechta, the Mishnah tells us, Ve'ilm Galcha Ma'at, the following people are allowed to take haircuts on Chol Hamoed, even though we know usually one's not allowed to take a haircut on Chol Hamoed, he should have done so beforehand. All these people that we're about to mention were not able to get a haircut before Chol Hamoed, therefore allowed to do so on Chol Hamoed. Number one, Habam Dinas Hayam, someone who came from overseas, meaning they were on a boat Erev Yom Tif, and there was no barbers on boats, and they weren't in a Makam Yishuv. It's not like they were in a different land, and they could have gotten a haircut over there. They were on the sea, so there was simply no place for them to get a haircut. They arrived at the shore on Chol Hamoed, they could get a haircut then. Also, Umbes HaShivya, Vayotsu Umbes HaSurim, the person had just come back from captivity, or he was released from jail. Both these people weren't able to get haircuts, only now they're able to. Also, menuda shetiru lechachamim, a menuda, somebody who was put in cherem, he was excommunicated, the chamur matar his nidoy, they released him from it, and that only happened on Chol HaMoed, and v'chein mishenishal chacham v'hutar, also if a person had made a neder, for example, that he's not going to take a haircut, and he only got released from that neder on Chol HaMoed, and v'hanazir ha-metzayra mitumasa l'tarasai, a nazir who we know is not allowed to get a haircut, and a metzayra, whom we know at the end of his tahara process, he gets a haircut, so both of these people, when they go from a state of tumah tahara, they're able to get haircuts on Chol HaMoed. Says the Gemara, Elam gal Chol HaMoed, habam dinas hayam, beis ha-shevya, vayotim beis ha-surim. Now the deal is, hashar kol b'nei adam, asurin. All other people are not allowed to get haircuts Chol HaMoed. Why would that be? So Rav Simon answers, Gazra lein shalei kansu l'regel minvalin, the chamur geyser, we don't want them to come into Yom Tif looking unkempt, because if you're allowed to get a haircut on Chol HaMoed, people are going to say, you know what, I'm so busy, Erev Yom Tif, there's just so many things to do, I don't have time to take a haircut, I'm going to do so on Chol HaMoed. That means they're coming into the beginning of Yom Tif looking improper. Therefore, Chazal say, no one else is allowed to take a haircut on Chol HaMoed. Now, to Montani over there, we have Mishnah, Anche Mishmar, Anche Maimid, Asrun Mulsapram Mulchabis, the Kayhanim of the Mishmar, they're serving that week in the Beis HaMikdash, and the Yisraelim who are part of the Maimid, they correspond to the Kayhanim, so they're not allowed to take haircuts or launder their clothing the whole week that they're serving the Beis HaMikdash, Ubechamishi Mutarim Rekoy Shabbos, but on Thursday of that week that they're serving, they are able to take a haircut because of Kavod Shabbos. As Mashma Shakal Yom Masurin, there are other days other than Thursday, meaning Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, they're not allowed to take haircuts. The question is, why not? So Rabbi Yisrael Kosar Vov B'Shem Rabbi Yechanan, Erev Avon says B'Shem Chizkiya, just like we said before, Gazer Aleim Shalei Kansel Shabbos on Munuvalin, the Chamur Gazer on them, no taking haircuts during your week of service, so they don't come into their week unkempt without having taken a haircut. Now continue with the Din of the Mishnah, Tani B'Shem Rabbi Yehuda, Bryce was taught in the name of Rabbi Yehuda, Hambam Dinas Hayam, also Lo Galeach, a person comes from overseas, he's not allowed to take a haircut. Now why would that be? So Rabbi Yehuda Kedatch, Rabbi Yehuda Shitasai, Dar Rabbi Yehuda Amar, he says, Asal Farshli Amagadol, a person's not allowed to go out on a sea journey, therefore the person's boat docks on Chol HaMoed, sea journey. He holds that it's dangerous and it's actually usher to go on a sea journey. Since he wasn't allowed to leave in the first place, he's not given the special dispensation that he's allowed to take a haircut on Chol HaMoed. Says Gemara Me'ata now, Kain Shiyatza Chutz La'aretz, that if a Kain went to Chutz La'aretz, he left Eretz Yisrael and went to Chutz La'aretz, Yudal Fon Bez on top, Hayol V'yatza Shalei Baratza Chachamim, since he left Shalei Baratza Chachamim, a Kain's not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael, that's because there's someone called Tomas Eretz O'amin, there's a special Toma, the Chamur Geyser, on all places outside Eretz Yisrael, so a Kain's not allowed to leave, so he doesn't become Tomei. Therefore, since he left Shalei Baratza Chachamim, even if he comes back on Chol HaMoed, he wouldn't be allowed to take a haircut. Now, a story about a Kain leaving Eretz Yisrael, Chad Kain Asla Gaber Chanina, a Kain came to Chanina, Amrali, he told him, Ma'olatzis Letzur, Lassus Dvar Mitzvah, Lachlitzel Yabem. Am I allowed to go to Tzur, which is just north of Eretz Yisrael, it's in current day Lebanon? Kai leave to go do a mitzvah of either Chalitz or Yibam. Clearly, he had a brother there who died without children, and so there's a mitzvah of either Chalitz or Yibam. So his brother asked, can I go to do Chalitz or Yibam? So Amrali Chanina responded to him, Achashal Oiso Ish Yatza, the brother of that man, in other words, he's telling this fellow, your brother left to do this. You clearly didn't know, but your brother had already left. Baruch HaMakam Shenagfai, blessed is the one who struck him down, and that's because he left Eretz Yisrael. He's a Kayin, and he shouldn't have. You want to do similar to him? You definitely shouldn't leave, and that's because really the woman should come to him. Now, Isbe Memar Hachin Amarle, some say that this Rav Chanina told him, Achashal Isa Ish, the brother of that man, which again means your brother, he niachek imai, he left the lap of his mother, which is referring to Eretz Yisrael, v'chibek chek nachriya, and he embraced a foreign lap, which is referring to Chutz La'aretz, Ubar Shanagfai, blessed is the one who struck him down. You want to do just like him, you shouldn't leave Eretz Yisrael. Now Shem Rabba Asla Gabriel Chanina, Shem Rabba came to Rav Chanina, Amarle, he told him, K'sav li chada igra de ikar, write for me a letter of chashivos, meaning write a letter for me that I'm a chashiv yid. Why is that? Nefil k'parnasas yula arbariyasa, that's so I could go out, seek parnasa, seek sustenance and some finances in a different lane, meaning I want to leave to Chutz La'aretz, so please give me a letter of recommendation. Amarle, so respond to him, L'machani ha'il chetz avisecha, tomorrow I'm going to go to your father's, meaning at some point in time in the future I'm going to die, I'm going to go to Shemayim and meet your forefathers there, and ultimately they're going to tell me, Niti achas shalchemda shahayso lanu ba'eretz Yisrael, the one beloved planting that we had in Eretz Yisrael, he tartel alatzis Chutz La'aretz, you allowed it to go to Chutz La'aretz. In other words, I can't let you go because this definitely wouldn't be accepted by your parents, and if your parents or forefathers were here, they wouldn't let you go either, and that's either because he was a Kayin or because he was a Chacham Gadol, and such a person of great stature shouldn't be leaving Eretz Yisrael, even though it's for Parnasa. We continue the Mishnah that said by Yitzim Beis Asurin, someone who got out of jail on Chol HaMoed is allowed to get a haircut. The Gemara suggests, if Yitzim Beis Asurin, they want to say, that's only when he's by the Gayim, who wouldn't let him take a haircut. But if he's in a Jewish jail, so then he would not be allowed to take a haircut on Chol HaMoed, even though that's when he got released, because he should have gotten a haircut beforehand. However, then they said, even if he's in a Jewish jail, it's not pleasant, it's not proper for a person to get a haircut in jail. He's busy dealing with his tzaras that he's in jail. He's not exactly thinking about getting a haircut, so wouldn't place that responsibility on him. Therefore, even when he got released from a Jewish jail, Chol HaMoed, he's allowed to take a haircut. We continue the Mishnah that said, if a person was excommunicated, he was put in Nidui or Cherem, which in Yerushalmi is really the same thing, even though in Bavli, Nidui and Cherem are two separate things. In Yerushalmi, these words are used interchangeably, at least over here. So this person was a Nidui, he's an excommunicated. vacation, and we know such a person is not allowed to take a haircut. If they released him from this on Chol HaMoed, he's allowed to get a haircut. Now we're going to get into quite a long discussion, which goes for more than a daf. Says the Gemara, Manan Kamin, what are we referring to? Im b'shetiru lo kadem l'regel, if they had released him from his nidui before Yom Tif, so he should have gotten a haircut then, and if he waited till Chol HaMoed, he shouldn't be allowed to get a haircut Chol HaMoed. Im b'shetiru lo kadem l'regel, if they didn't release it before Yom Tif, do you want to think that he should not be allowed to get a haircut? Of course he's allowed to get a haircut. They only released him from his nidui on Chol HaMoed, so it's obviously allowed to take a haircut. What's a chiddush in the Mishnah? Says the Gemara, Kinan Kamin, what are we referring to? B'shetiru lo kadem l'regel, is where they released him from his nidui before Yom Tif. But his 30th day fell out on Chol HaMoed. Why is that relevant? Because Nidui is not less than 30 days. In other words, there's a special din with Nidui with excommunication that if a person was placed into Nidui because he either embarrassed a Talmud Chacham or did something improper to him, or he did a different Avera which requires Nidui. So if he's Chazir and does Tshuva, they are able to release him from his Nidui from his excommunication before the 30 days is up. However, he still has to keep certain dinim for the full 30 days, and one of those is that he's not allowed to take a haircut, and that's what we're referring to, where even though he was released from his Nidui before Yom Tif, day 30 fell out on Chol HaMoed, so that's when he's allowed to get a haircut. Just continue with this, but in Nazifa, there's no such thing as a rebuke, less than 7 days. Now we clarify this, how do we know that Nidui is not less than 30 days? So we bring a pasuk that happened in the Midbar, where the Yidin, they didn't want the man, they complained, they wanted meat, so Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu to tell them, that you're going to have the slav, you're going to have meat, up until a month, up until it comes out of your noses, and that was considered somewhat like a Nidui, even though it wasn't an official excommunication, they were allowed to take haircuts if they wanted to. This was basically being shown rejection by Hashem. Hashem says, you don't want my man, so here, take meat for a month, and this did not turn out well for them, as we know from the Pesukim, so that's like a Nidui, that was 30 days. And also, a Nazifa Pchusa Mishiva Yomim, a Nazifa, a rebuke of sorts, is not less than 7 days. How do we know this? Because the Pasuk says, in regards to Miriam, when it spoke Lashon Hara about Moshe Rabbeinu, she got Saras, Halasi Kalim Shivas Yomim, Hashem told Moshe that if her father would have spat in her face, wouldn't she be ashamed and rebuked and embarrassed for 7 days? So we see that this rebuke is 7 days. Now we continue this discussion of Nidui, specifically in regards to somebody being placed into Nidui because he disrespected a Talmud Chacham or embarrassed him, and we open up the discussion with the following story. Rebbe have a Michael Bar Lassa. Rebbe, as in Rebbe Huda Nasi, he gave a lot of honor to Bar Lassa, who was his son-in-law. That's because he was very wealthy and used to give a lot of tzedakah and help the poor people. Not really Bar Kapara. Bar Kapara told his Bar Lassa, the son-in-law of Rebbe, Kol Am Shalom LeRebbe Va'at Lasat Shalei. Everyone asks Rebbe questions, but you don't ask him anything. That's because Bar Lassa didn't know anything. He wasn't exactly Talmud Chacham. So Amalei Bar Lassa responded to him, Manishal, what should I ask him? So Amalei Bar Kapara told him as follows, and he basically said these words in a riddle, so that Rebbe would understand that Bar Kapara is trying to send him a message. What did he tell him? Sha'ol, ask as follows, Mishamayim Nishkafa, it gazes down from the heaven. She is tumultuous in the recesses of her house. Mafchedes kol bali kenafayim, she frightens all those that have wings. The hint over here is in regards to death. The death looks at everyone, and people try to run away from it, but they can't. Now he's quoting a pasuk from Eiv, in which Eiv relates the re'uah. It's really re'uni na'arim v'nechbo. The young man saw me and hid. That's because back in the day, says Eiv, before he lost everything, I was very rich and powerful. Because of emas kavod of me, all the youngsters would hide when they saw me coming. And v'yishishim kamu amadu, the elderly, they arose and stood up. Now that pasuk is over, but he continues saying, Hanas Yoimar, the one who runs away, says, Hoi Hoi. This is referring to somebody who runs away from wealthy people and he doesn't have anything to do with them. So he says triumphantly, Hoi Hoi, but by Nilkad, one who's trapped by them, Nilkad Bavoinoi, he's caught by his own sin. In other words, what Bar Kapara was trying to hint to Rebbe is that why do you give so much covet to wealthy people? At the end, you might only be caught by them, you're not going to gain anything, you're not going to have any benefit. So it's better not to give so much covet to your son-in-law, Bar Lassa, just because he's wealthy. Now when Bar Lassa told this to Rebbe, Hafech Rebbe, Rebbe turned around, V'chamse Gachech, and he saw that Bar Kapara was laughing, and he realized that this was all from Bar Kapara. Amar Rebbe, so Rebbe then said, "Ein makir chazakein, I don't recognize you as a zakein." V'yeda Bar Kapara knew from there, the less who mismanya b'yomai, that he's not going to be appointed in Rebbe's days, which means he's not going to get official smicha. He's not going to be appointed as a zakein as long as Rebbe was alive. So I continue with Nidui. Bichshol and Nazir Meir, they want to put Rav Meir into Nidui, and there's a discussion why that was. But then Amar Lahen, he told them, "Ein ishmei lechem, I'm not going to listen to you to go into Nidui. Ashi time ruli until you tell me as mi menadin, who's allowed to be put into Nidui? Val ma menadin, for what reason is a person allowed to be put into Nidui? And val kamad var menadin, in regards to how many things is one able to be put into Nidui?" And the reason why I told him this is because a person's only allowed to put someone into Nidui if they know all the halachas of Nidui. We continue, Bikshul Nazis Rebbe Lezer, they want to put Rebbe Lezer in Nidui, as we're going to soon see there's a whole story in the Gemara. We're going to start it today and continue it tomorrow. But bottom line is they want to put Rebbe Lezer into Nidui. Then Amr, they said, Ma Azal Maidalei, who's going to go and tell him? Rebbe Lezer is one of the Ziknei Adar. It's not so simple just to go to one of the Zikanim and say, we're putting you in Nidui. So Rebbe Kiva, Rebbe Kiva, who was a Talmud, Rebbe Lezer said, Ana Azal Maidalei, I'm going to go and tell him. So Asal Gabe, he went to him, and Amr Lei said, Rebbe, Rebbe, Chaver Chamanadin Lach, your Chaverim, they're putting you into Nidui. No Nase Nafak Lele Bra. Rebbe Lezer took Rebbe Kiva outside, and Amr, he stated, Cheruvisa, Cheruvisa, carob tree, that was clearly there. In Halacha Kedrayim, if the Halacha is like them, is Akurin. I want you to uproot yourself and replace, but it didn't uproot itself. And then he told it, In Halacha Kedvarai, if the Halacha is like me, so is Akurin, you should uproot from your place, and Mizakras, it uprooted from its place. Then he told the carob tree, in halacha kedvarim, if the halacha is like them, chayzrin, then you should go back to your place. But Chazrus didn't go back to its place. And then he said, in halacha kedvarai, if the halacha is like me, chayzrin, then go back to your place. But Chazrus said he did go back to its place. So it seems to be the halacha is like Reb Lezer. However, says the Gemara, kol adin shivcha, even with all these praises, meaning all these wondrous things, these proofs that he tried to bring, the halacha is not like Reb Lezer. And why is that? So Reb Chanin explains, Misha nitna, loy nitna elachi rab lahatos. When the Torah was given, it was given with this principle, achi rab lahatos, that we go after the rab in the majority, and since Reb Lezer was going against the majority of the chachamim, the halacha is not like him. So you're based on what on top, less Reb Lezer yada shachi rab lahatos, didn't Reb Lezer know that we follow the majority? What's going on over here? The answer is, loy hikbid elai desha sarfu taros befanov. He was only makbid because they burnt his tahar things in front of him. This has to do with the whole machlokes that he had with the chachamim regarding an oven, whether or not it was able to kabel tuma. He held that it was not, they held that it was, and in order to prove their point, they took taharos, they took certain things that were tahar, according to Reb Lezer, they burnt them in front of him, and that was ostensibly to show him that he's wrong. And the reason why he was makbid and he was standing up for himself is because he felt that they weren't doing this l'shem shamayim, and they were just trying to do it to anger him, because really, if they just simply were arguing with him, they could have burnt it not in front of him. The fact that they burnt these things in front of him caused him to interpret their actions and doing it not l'shem shamayim, that's what he was makbid about, the lack of cover for Talmud Chacham and the Zakein. Or was that they would pick up tomorrow, continuing with discussion in the story, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.